You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
James, let's play a quick audio of Usain Bolt.
I don't know that he's the greatest runner of all time.
I think he's gotten it.
Jesse Owens has
got
to be up there.
I know, but he just
seemed, man in the world.
He just took it to a level that looked non-human. So you got Jesse Owens, Carl Lewis.
He's 6'6", also, which looks crazy.
It was just incredible. All right, James, let's play the two pieces of audio. First, the one, and then the two. Usain Bolt won it. Look, he was the dominator in the 100 and 200. He won it no parts of the 400. And let's listen to Usain Bolt.
The 100 meter is like the pinnacle.
Yeah.
Like the thing,
yeah.
Because he has the fastest man in the world with it.
Yeah.
But for me, the only reason I did the 100 meters was because I didn't want to run the 400 meters.
I mean, apparently no one wants to do this 400 thing. And when I heard that, I was like, good. Let's get Fritz on the freaking track. I mean, I have almost no shot to win the running, but maybe
I don't know that you can
but
finish
maybe,
this.
Maybe Fritz will Fritz out.
It's possible Fritz that out. He will also not finish. What if you both
Fritz out.
Pull up?
Fritz out. Hey, hashtag, ladies and gentlemen, get it trending on social media.
This could
Fritz
be,
out.
Hey,
Fritz
this could pretty be good. Like the kind of thing where you're both crawling by the end, barely making it across the finish line.
I love it. I'm writing
this
that one down.
This is a devastating
It's why you picked the 400, Joe, isn't it?
So, Rhea, the irony was they all thought it would be the worst thing for me, and I was like, au contraire.
Oh, it'll be the worst thing for Jack.
Uh-huh. All right, let's hear one more from Usain Bolt. He wanted no parts of that 400.
I trained at 400 meter. People, so I see the work that they do.
That they put in.
I don't want to do it. You know what I mean?
He didn't want it. I mean, when the greatest of all time wants no part, no mas at the 400, I'm like, you know what? Three words, bring it on.
He'll quit about halfway through.
Oh, man.
I mean, I got almost
but
no
even
shot.
If Jack quits and walks, will Joe be able to catch
That's
him?
A really fair question. I mean, the running we saw at the baseball game was walking-esque in terms
brutal.
Of speed.
Yeah, brutal. Yeah. Anyway, get it going on social media. Hashtag Fritz out. Let's see if, as Omar once said to someone, Dad, let's see if you got the heart. You're not man enough to be in these streets with me. We'll find out. I need that audio, Seltzer. I need Omar. Who was that to? Was that the bow tie guy? No. That was about Avon. You don't got the heart to come down in these streets with me. That's the way I feel about Fritz. We'll see if he's got the heart. All right. Good morning. So we got an Eagles game tonight. We got Phillies games this weekend. Phillies are 7 up on the Mets. They've pretty much got the division. Now it's a Phillies-Dodgers battle for home field advantage in the second round and the bye in the first round and all that good stuff. All right, quick run-through of while I was away, because I was away for almost 2 weeks, and a lot happened. So I wrote down some of the notable stories. I'm going to rifle through them. Quick thoughts as we go. Here we go. James, you don't have, like, the – what was that? Kelly Clarkson, While You Were Away? Is that the song?
Since you've been gone?
Since
you've
been gone.
I do have it. You want me to play it as like a bed?
While you were away?
Well, I don't know. It's a similar concept. While you were away, since I was gone, or since you were gone.
Since you've been gone.
Since you've been gone. All right, here's what I got.
I can feel for the first time.
All right, Phillies, nice job. But I'm not going to kid you. More of a negative than a positive. The bottom line is the Zach Wheeler thing's a disaster. It's just a flat-out disaster. And I know it's good the Phillies went, whatever, 6-4 or whatever when I was gone, 7-3. But losing Wheeler, and maybe for the playoffs, is a disaster. So a lot of good by the Phillies, but one massive negative. Now, got to give it to David Robertson. That guy's outstanding.
He's been great.
You know what, James? He's a great pitcher.
Yeah, he's better than he was last time he was here.
He's a great pitcher.
Why do we have a bed playing?
Because it's since you've been gone.
It's playing. Yeah, since you've been gone.
Well, how is this allowed?
It's just for this little segment. You want to do the whole show,
John? You want the whole show?
If you want to do 3 minutes with The Last of Mohicans bed for something, we could do that. We're not doing
good.
The whole show.
Then let's do that.
All right.
We've never done that.
Well, you were calling for something else.
You were calling for the whole show.
You outflanked yourself.
Yeah, you outflanked yourself. Well,
all right. I can't believe Kelly Clarkson's
allowed. But we can get it going. All right. So anyway, nice job by the Phils, but the Wheeler thing's a disaster. Good job. All right. I'm going out of order here, but the Alvarado standing ovation. You kidding me? Come on.
What a joke.
Landon Dickerson, that was a hell of a scare. Holy mackerel. I do fear that, you know, he's putting his future at risk a bit by going with the shorter recovery thing. Obviously, Joel did that, and it didn't work out. So, you know, look, you're not in Joel territory. But credit to Landon Dickerson for being tough with this, but it's a little scary still. But at least he's going to be playing this year. All right, congrats to Malcolm Jenkins and Buck O'Kilroy, two very deserving Eagles Hall of Famers. All right, name changes. What's going on here? Wells Fargo Center no longer is. I'm just declaring this hammer flag in the ground. I don't know that I'm changing any of the names the way I say them. I'm still a big Comcast Sportsnet.
Classic DeCamera move.
Comcast Sportsnet to me is Comcast Sportsnet.
You still do that sometimes.
Wells Fargo Center, they want me to call it Xfinity Mobile Arena. I don't know, guys. Good luck with that. And now you got
good
Xfinity.
Good luck with that.
And now you got Xfinity Live. Apparently, is an Xfinity
Stateside,
Live.
Stateside, buddy.
Yeah, that's another good luck. So I will be the judge in the coming weeks, months, and years of whether I choose to change the names as I present them.
Joe, I'm like you. I still call it Twitter.
Yeah, no, totally.
I think everyone calls it Twitter.
The Staples Center is the Staples Center. Yes. I mean, come on. So, all right, what else? Big Ten apparently wants 28 teams. 28 teams in the college football playoff. What are we doing, people? Okay? Why even have a regular season? Enough of that. You know what was really interesting? Tanner McKee was sat for game two. That was interesting. Don't ever, ever, ever remember an Eagles backup quarterback being sat for game
two. That's a great point, Jeff.
Eagles brought up while I was gone.
In retrospect now, is it possible that
you know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
there was a deal potentially working?
No, they just know he's so good that they're not messing with
him. Look, I know they love him, but I'm just – because I've never seen
John, I didn't think he should play. I almost said it on the air after that Thursday night game. We just kind of didn't get there that day. But I thought while watching him play on the Thursday night 2 weeks ago, he probably won't play in the next game. And I didn't think he should, and he didn't. Ironically, he got hurt in practice after that. All right, other stuff while I was out. This was an interesting one also. So when Boehm gets brought up, you know, back from his injury, Otto Kemp out, Weston Wilson stays. Keep your eye on that for October. Who gets that spot? For that moment, they went Weston Wilson. We'll see where it goes. Manfred's talking about frickin'
regional realignment. Expansion.
I mean, that guy's a fool.
I hate him. I can't say I hate is strong, but I can't stand him. Like, I really dislike him as the commissioner.
You can call him a fool,
baseball.
James.
I think he's a fool. I really do. I think he's a horrible, horrible, horrible
He's a fool. Some would call this foolish. I call it smart. Rhea, you noticed this, and thank you for the email yesterday.
Oh.
Is it true, Rhea, that I got a vote for president, and we found that out while
you
I was
did.
Gone?
I have to give a hat tip to Anthony Sanfilippo, who sent me a text and said that Philadelphia had released their 2024 write-in votes, and of course Jason Kelsey got some, but one Joe DeCamera got a vote.
What are we doing here?
For, like, real president, right?
I believe,
like,
it was for, I'll look it up again. But
U.S. president. In the election last year, apparently I got one vote.
So how can you prove that wasn't you?
Honor system. Well, I can't prove it. All I can tell you is
he didn't know about it. Well, here's the funny thing is, Joe, I had a friend of mine say, did his sister vote for him?
I don't know, but I don't think so. All right, two final things while I was gone. Someone had a little humor at Fritz's expense, and I appreciate this. Someone at one point had a picture of me up on Jack's Wikipedia page.
Really?
No. Yeah.
That's great.
And it was
big, like, your
smiling.
Dad, who's his dad or something?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's strong work.
Big grinning hammer.
Are you stalking Jack's Twitter page?
Wasn't me. But people know when all this is done.
Someone is.
You know, Fritz out. And final thing while I was gone, and only the people age 40 and over will really understand the meaning of this, but General Zod died while I was
away. Yeah, I thought about you when
General
I saw that Terrence Stamp passed
away.
I didn't know.
He died about a week ago. General Zod. Died for the second time. So the actor that played General Zod in Superman 1 and 2.
A powerful.
His name is Terrence Stamp. We'll shout out to
His name is Terrence Stamp. General Zod. And I may...
I use Zod as my name for, like, on the TV. Yeah. I mean, like, Neil before Zod was such a huge part of my childhood.
You and me both, bud.
I would say that a lot while playing basketball.
What I think about
while
with Fritz.
Throwing the ball outside. Do you? Yeah,
well, the
you
reason
think
I
it while you're competing.
Yeah, the only problem with that is he dies in the end. So Neil before Zod loses, and even the Daenerys with the, you know, because I am wondering if Fritz wants to, you know, bend the knee, but people also won't bend the knee to her, and then she died in Game of Thrones. So, like, I don't know. All right, let's go to the phones. A lot happening here, but that was a synopsis, a sum of while I was away. Drew in Westchester right now. Drew, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Welcome back. And Joe, I know you think that's directed towards you. That's half accurate. I'm also welcoming me back because I didn't get the call for a little bit here. How we doing?
Yeah, I'm gonna call odd on this one. So you're welcoming. I mean,
you welcomed yourself back just now.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, Drew. That's Hammer-esque in a bad way. Like, you welcome yourself back.
I'm just trying to have some fun.
I know.
Oh, that's fun.
Hey, Drew, welcome back, buddy. Appreciate having you on, man. It's really nice to have you back.
Wow.
Bye.
Jimmy, did you welcome yourself back also, though?
I didn't. Welcome back, man. Thanks.
Welcome back to me.
Drew, did you ever hook up with a girl? You ever kiss a girl and crown yourself a good kisser? Like, you kiss her and then you say, hey, by the way, you just kissed a good kisser. You ever do that? I mean, this is some weird territory now.
Yeah. I don't know. We took it in a weird direction. I was just jamming out to Kelly Clark.
I know. I'm playing around.
It's great to hear you, man.
I got you. Yeah. You too, Richie. Yeah, I'll comment on the corner situation too. But one thing I wanted to bring up on the Eagles, and I don't know if we'll learn it tonight, but I'm a little anxious to see who this punt returner going to be. If you think about it, I feel like in the years we've made the Super Bowl, we've had, like, pretty decent punt returners. Like Kenyon Barner was decent in 2017. Yeah. I really liked Covey. He came on strong in 2022. And then last year we had, Cooper DeJean. So I really want to get that figured out. And I don't entirely trust Anaya Smith. So I just want to know what they're doing there.
Hey, look, fair question. Big question mark.
Avery Williams from Boise State.
Drew, obviously I don't know the answer, and it's interesting, even a situation like losing Johnny Wilson could impact it because someone will make the roster that would not have, and does that become a punt return kind of guy? Maybe. Don't know.
Yeah, I feel like Nick really talked up Avery Williams when he was signed, but obviously I feel like we haven't seen a lot there. And
The coaches see him every day. The coaches sound like they really believe in him, or at least Nick seems to. So,
yeah, I don't know.
We'll see. We'll find out very soon.
All right, Drew, what do you got on the Phillies?
So with the Phillies, I think the big development is, I know you were debating it a little earlier in the show, I think the bye is now essential without Zach Wheeler, because, like, they can do it, but if they have to play an extra three, four games, I really worry that the pitching will catch up to them in the World Series, almost like we saw it do in 2022 with, like, Syndergaard.
So I don't correlate it. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't correlate the Wheeler thing to buy as much as you guys are. I just correlate it to...
But why not? Because before they were four deep that you felt good about, now Nola or like Taiwan, whoever pitched that fourth game, like, you would have to use them in the NLCS, like in the NLDS, I mean. Otherwise, you can get all the way to the NLCS just using your three starters.
I hear you. I just view it more through the prism of it just flat out hurts their chances to win the World Series. And I just keep it as simple as that. Look, if you want to say it's a little bit like the Foles thing in 2017, I will buy it.
Yeah.
Like Foles didn't have to play a wild card game, and that helped because, let's be real, guys, he was not particularly good in the divisional round. He wasn't.
I also don't think we have enough evidence to say for sure. I lean towards your way, Joe, where I think the time off hurts teams more than helps. But, I mean, last year the two teams in the World Series were teams that had buys, you know? So, I don't think we have enough evidence to say for sure you don't want to play that first one.
I agree with that. All right, Drew, I need an answer from you, bud. A scene in a movie or a show with dancing.
Yeah, I'm going with the Breakfast Club detention scene where they're dancing in the library and We Are Not Alone playing.
Great answer.
A lot of answers out there. Drew, good call.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.